Hello.
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 Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion research firm, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. I can speak with Francisco Cebreros, please.
How long is this going to take?
I try to do it as fast as I can, sir, but it takes about maybe 8 to 10 minutes.
All right. Hit it. Let's see what you got.
Okay. All right, sir. And just
say
for
again?
qualification purposes, in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona,
California,
Georgia, Illinois?
California,
right? Okay. Thank you. All right, sir. Now, what racial or ethnic group do you identify with most?
Hispanic,
all right. All right, sir. Now, just for qualification, what year were you born?
1971.
Okay. Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably 50-50?
100% guaranteed.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay, sir, if you had to pick... what would you say be the most important issue facing the country right now?
Immigration and inflation.
Okay. Immigration and inflation, right?
What party are you with?
Inflation. Well, this is what you call a private company. You know, but we're not Republicans or Democrats or, you know, parties. We just do the service, sir.
All right. Hit it.
Okay. And now thinking about, you know, back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or like many people did not, or, you know, did you skip that one?
I voted for Trump.
Trump. Okay. All right, so I'm thinking again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Donald Trump,
okay. All right, so some people, you know, feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, you know, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100, which 0 means there is no chance that you will vote for them. A 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. Okay, the first one will be Joe Biden.
0.
Okay, Donald Trump.
100.
100. Okay.
So higher, I would vote. Higher.
Okay, and thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for a Democratic candidate or Republican candidate in your district?
I'm not sure on that, actually. It'd probably be Republican, but we have a Democrat and a congressman, so.
Okay, so be Republican, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir, and as the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for a Democrat, Adam Schiff, or
no,
Republican Steve Garvey?
Steve Garvey's my favorite baseball player.
Steve Garvey, right? All right, sir, and who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Joe Biden and the Democratic Party, or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Donald Trump.
Would that be trust Trump, the Republican Party, somewhat more or much more?
Much more. Have you seen what the Democrats have done this time around? Nothing. We're getting babies at the border.
Okay, sir, please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize, you know, work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Would you say you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
Well, I would say somewhat agree, but yeah, I'll say somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their family and spouses who are American citizens.
I'm sorry, say that again?
President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Would you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
But those immigrants aren't American citizens, so how is that even possible? They're undocumented.
Right. So what would you say? Agree or disagree?
Your question is, they're not legal.
Yeah, well, those just like statements, you know, that the Democrats are making, you know, Joe Biden, President Biden.
Yeah.
You think they should prioritize on keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens?
Who are American citizens? How are they American citizens?
Just the spouses, you know, the wives.
If they came here illegally, then I would say I don't want a family separated. But if they're illegal, then they're not here legally. They got to go back.
Okay, well, so would that be somewhat disagree or strongly disagree with that statement?
I would strongly disagree.
Okay. All right, sir. And President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I'm sorry, do I agree with him not deporting them?
Yes, that's what they want to know. If the President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
I do not agree.
Okay, somewhat agree or somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. I strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly disagree in the way they would do it.
Okay, all right. Okay, so now I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them. Okay, the first one said President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, so immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of who have lived, you know, in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens. Strongly agree. Somewhat agrees. Would that be strongly or just somewhat? Somewhat or strongly?
I would say strongly agree.
No.
Strongly agree. All right, the President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of who have been, you know, living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
Okay, and President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot, you know, safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, or other dangerous conditions.
I somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And then please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you more or less likely to vote for him in 2024 election. A program that grants, you know, work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Much more likely to vote for him, someone more likely, someone less likely, or much less likely to vote for him. Or make no difference one way or the other.
It will make no difference one way or the other because I'm not voting for him.
Okay. All right, so a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or makes no difference.
Makes no difference.
Okay. All right, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return, you know, to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of who have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference one way or the other.
Makes no difference.
Okay, I have a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of who have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Much more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or makes
somewhat
no difference.
Vote for Biden. That means you'll vote for Biden. You're
somewhat
likely to vote for him.
Yeah, but I already said I wouldn't vote for Biden no matter what he did anyway, but I'm just answering the question to a certain degree.
Okay, so be what? Somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat. Okay, how many more questions do we got? Because I'm about, your 8 minutes have been up.
Yeah, we almost finished. Right? I'm only gonna read this statement, and we almost should be done. Okay, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Would that be much more likely? Someone more likely? Someone less likely? Much less likely? Or makes no difference to you one way or the other?
Makes no difference.
Okay, and a program that grants work permits to temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants. Would that make you much more likely to vote for him, someone more likely, someone less, much less likely, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
All right, and the last one say a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of who have, you know, lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
It's still not going to make you
vote. It makes no difference.
Makes no difference. Okay. All right, sir. Thank you. Okay, please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not all concerned about each of the following. Okay, Donald Trump and Republicans are racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Would you say that makes you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Okay, yeah, Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. Who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade.